today.
Lots of features. We give them all away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their websites. We do it all for free, and we do it better at freetalklive.com. So, Wayne, did you hear that Pennsylvania was without a government for a day?
Wow.
Did you hear about that?
They were better off, and they didn't even know it.
Well, they weren't without the entire government, but they did manage to shut down a whole bunch of functions that weren't critical functions. And I always love talking about these stories when they pop up from time to time, because they happen all across the country occasionally. One state government will reach some sort of a budget impasse. The legislators can't agree with one another over what the budget should be for the next year, and so they shut down the state as a result of that. And it happened this week in Pennsylvania. But it's over now. The government's back online. Thousands of state workers who were sent home, this according to The Guardian in the UK, who were sent home without pay in Pennsylvania were allowed to return to their jobs Tuesday, a day after the governor and legislators hammered out a budget deal. Nearly 24,000 government employees were furloughed for a day, and state parks, state-run museums, and driver's license offices closed during a partisan deadlock that held up a state spending plan 9 days into the new fiscal year. And the story goes on to, you know, quote some politicians and blab about budget numbers and that sort of thing. But what I found interesting was that they chose to close the driver's license offices.
Oh, Russell would love that, huh?
Well, you know, it makes me wonder, I mean, how critical... I guess they don't consider driver's licenses a critical service to the people of Pennsylvania, because they kept, you know, the ambulances online, they kept the police departments online, but... driver's licenses, what would have happened, in theory now? Because some of these shutdowns have lasted for, as much as a week in some states. What would happen if, in theory, government shut down and it took them a long while to get back on board? What if it took, you know, several months for them to actually come back online and the driver's license offices were closed for that period of time? Is that basically saying that... I'm even having trouble creating a question here, because do you or do you not have the right to travel? If you do have the right to travel, then you shouldn't have to ask permission. But we all know that the government demands that everyone ask permission, because otherwise they're going to pull you over on the road.
Well, they don't consider that traveling. They consider that operating a motor vehicle, which they consider different from traveling, which would be walking or riding a bike or something.
That's true. There are different legal definitions here. But regardless, even if you believe you're traveling, they believe you're operating a motor vehicle, and they're going to arrest you and throw you in a jail cell, as our friend Russell Canning found out. But if you must ask for permission in order to operate a motor vehicle on the roads, and the driver's license office is closed, and it's not going to open tomorrow or the next day or the next day, and you don't know when it's going to open, are you stuck walking? Or... at the point that the driver's license office is no longer going to be open, do you then have the ability to operate a motor vehicle without the state's permission?
I'm sure if my, let's say my driver's license expired at the end of last month and the office was closed since then and I get pulled over, even if the police officer arrests me or gives me a ticket, I'm sure I've got a pretty good case in court that I tried to go down there and it was closed because of this budget impasse, and I think I'd probably have a good shot, even though I'd waste a lot of time. But it just depends on how long. Now, if they're only going to be closed down for a few days, I think that's why they probably considered it non-essential, wouldn't you say?
Maybe so. I just found it interesting that they chose that to shut down the deal. Apparently, they reached some sort of an agreement. It means there's a restoration of state services, putting thousands of highway maintenance workers back on the job during the height of roadwork season. The closures left many Pennsylvanians seething, including Kay George of Philadelphia, who had to leave Black Meshannon State Park when it was closed on Monday. She said, "I don't care about getting my money back. I just want my vacation," as she put her canoe atop her SUV. Despite the partial shutdown, such critical services as state police, emergency response, etc., were left operating. The 23,000-plus employees that were on furlough lost wages of $3.5 million, according to the Office of Administration. And let's see. Apparently, it was all over a budget surplus. So they had a surplus of something like $650 million. Yeah. Apparently, that was an issue.
They had to figure out a way to spend it.
As opposed to saying, you know what, we're going to go ahead and give it back to you guys.
Or cut taxes for this year because we've got this extra money. But, you know, most of these state and local governments are scrambling for more money. And what they forget is that they should be looking at the federal government for watering down our money.
You mean with the inflation?
Yeah, you hear about all these states saying, oh, we're going to have to rearrange our tax structure because we don't have enough money for education or this or that. Nothing is ever going to be enough as long as you have an unstable currency.
I really wonder sometimes. I mean, everybody on Free Talk Live understands the currency issue, and a lot of our listeners understand it after we've talked about it a handful of times. But of most Americans and most politicians, and all politicians, what percentage of them actually has a grasp on that issue? It can't be very big.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to different bureaucrats and politicians about it in the past. I've always kind of run across them, and they kind of get this glazed look in their eyes, and I think there's some who know about it. I think a lot of high-ranking senators know about it, but they don't care because they want to steal your money. But the lower-level ones don't really understand it. They're all caught up in the all the partisanship of I want to spend it on this, you want to spend it on that, I believe in this kind of tax, you believe in that kind of tax, without realizing what the nature of all taxes are and
they don't care.
Of real money.
Right. As you pointed out, it's not in their best interest to care about that sort of thing. They're more interested in how to spend the money they've confiscated from people and who to give the favors to and who to punish. Yeah. That's what they're busy thinking about during their day.
Well, that's right. And what that does is that divides society up into aggressors and victims. And really, I don't want to be either. I want to be a self-actualizing person who doesn't need the government to support me, who can do things on their own and be as self-sufficient and empowering as possible.
I'm with you on that one. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free SACL CAI line. Also, on the way here, we need to discuss this so-called increased risk of Al-Qaeda. The terrorists, they're filtering into the country, apparently, despite all of the billions and billions of dollars the federal government has spent on so-called keeping us secure.
That's right.
Michael Chertoff, who is the head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, was, I guess, speaking about this issue today. And according to Newsday.com, he said, quote, "I believe we're entering a period this summer of increased risk. Summertime seems to be appealing to them. We do worry they're rebuilding their activities." Still, Chertoff said there aren't enough indications of an imminent plot to raise the current threat levels nationwide, as he indicated that his remarks were based on a gut feeling formed by past seasonal patterns of terrorist attacks, recent Al-Qaeda statements, and intelligence that he didn't feel like disclosing. There is an assessment of, quote, "not of a specific threat, but of increased vulnerability," he added. Really? The country has more vulnerability now than it did in 2001, or more now than it did a few years ago? Haven't they been increasing spending dramatically? Haven't they been increasing security protocols? Aren't the airports stricter than they've ever been?
And safer?
Allegedly, that's the allegation. You and I don't believe they're any safer.
No, they've got the puffer machines and the X-ray machines, and they've got all those new toys in the airports.
But apparently,
they should be safer.
Vulnerability has increased, according to this guy.
Well, I mean, if we stop poking sticks at rattlesnakes in the Middle East and leave them alone, they'll stop wanting to attack us.
There have been reports already that suggest intelligence warnings at a similar level to the summer before September 11th, 2001, and that Al-Qaeda may be mobilizing. In recent days, ABC News reported that a secret law enforcement report prepared for Homeland Security warns that Al-Qaeda is preparing a spectacular summer attack. That almost sounds positive, doesn't it? The word spectacular almost sounds like something you want to see happen.
Yeah, it also sounds, it stinks to high up heaven as far as I'm concerned.
What do you mean?
Well, because, you know, they know they're losing the public opinion battle over the Iraq war, over terrorism, over all these eavesdropping incidents that are happening, and they've got to stoke up the fear again.
800-259-9231, and the most effective thing to stoke up fear would be another attack. And there have actually been Republican people that have come out and supporters of the administration that have come out and literally said they think that that should happen to America. More on the way. We'll explain. It's Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne?
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features totally free. And those features include the wiki, over 1,350 pages created by listeners just like you for free. Wiki.FreeTalkLive.com gets you to it. That's WIKI.FreeTalkLive.com. And did you know that 9 out of 10 lawsuits in the world are filed right here in the United States? Any number of lawsuits, court orders, or greedy bureaucrats could leave you and your family penniless. At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. You'll see that KeepYourAssets.net can help you be protected against those that wish to take your assets. That's keepyourassets.net. We're talking about this so-called increased terror threat or increased vulnerability, according to the words of the chief of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, one of the scariest-looking men that I think I've ever seen. He's saying that apparently America is now more vulnerable than ever before. He's saying that he has a gut feeling that something's going to happen sometime soon, that Al-Qaeda might be preparing a spectacular attack, that there may be an Al-Qaeda cell here in the country. He says, quote, "We could easily be attacked." Really? All of the security increases and the billions of dollars in spending, and apparently nothing's changed. Apparently we're wide open.
Cover your head. Crawl under the desk.
You know what's most...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just pathetic.
Well, what's most amazing about it is that they're going to come out with this, he's coming out with this opinion saying things like, well, we could easily be attacked. We're very vulnerable here in this country. And then there's another, classified report that was released apparently today where U.S. intelligence analysts have concluded Al-Qaeda has rebuilt its operating capability to a level not seen since just before the September 11th terrorist attacks. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, Americans, we're very vulnerable. Al-Qaeda is back to as strong as it's been since September 11th, and we need more money funneled into the Department of Homeland Security in order to keep you safe. But wait a minute. I would hope that people that are paying even a little bit of attention to this would make the connection to say, wait, more money hasn't solved the problem. They've increased the budgets tremendously. They've increased the so-called security tremendously. And they haven't gotten any results. According to their own words, Al-Qaeda is as strong as it's ever been. Mm-hmm. And the country is more vulnerable than ever.
Well, it's either more money or Patriot Act 2. One of the two or both.
What do you mean?
Well, there are. You think there aren't even more... egregious laws in the Patriot Act on the books.
But that will require more money.
Yes.
In order to do a Patriot Act 2. When I say they need more money, that means expanding programs and making more intrusions. Thank you for clarifying that. They need more programs, more security, more of your taxpayer dollars, and then the Al-Qaeda threat can truly be put down. Then the vulnerability will be reduced. But who's to say that's going to be the case? According to what they've done so far, they haven't had any effect. According to what they've done so far with your money, with your taxpayer dollars, with all the inconveniences that we now have to deal with at the airports, with now people crossing the border having to have a passport now in the United States. I mean, these are just a couple of the areas. He goes on to talk about how he thinks that Chicago's so great for putting cameras all over its city. I mean, just all these increases in so-called security have done nothing. They're admitting it, and yet no one's going to call them on it. No one, except for people like Free Talk Live, is going to call them on the carpet.
Well, that's right. And they're not also failing to mention that they're the ones who armed bin Laden to begin with. Al-Qaeda started from U.S. taxpayer dollars. Saddam Hussein was armed by the United States to fight Iran in the Iran-Iraq War. So who are we fooling here?
Well, they also know that Americans are pretty much ignorant of that history, that Americans aren't aware of all of those things, and they get away with it. Americans can't even remember what happened 4 weeks ago.
I mean,
they don't even remember when the 9/11 attacks were. 30% of Americans, I mean, it's not a scientific survey, but some guys went on the streets of New York City and filmed people, and 30% of the people they filmed didn't know when the 9/11 attacks were.
For all we know, bin Laden could be an actor, and they could have shot all this footage of him over the years, and then just they played on TV once in a while, and they talk about bin Laden. It's also silly. I'm not saying that's the case. But, you know, the media is very powerful at presenting images and manipulating the public.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anything can be done with television and with just like you watch a movie and you get engrossed in a movie for 2 hours and you think it's real. Well, what do you think television news is today?
It's a good point.
Propaganda.
It's a little conspiratorial, but it's also plausible at the same time. I mean, there was a report that came out recently that listed all the awful things that the CIA has done, in many cases, to American people. Is it totally implausible that they might engage in some sort of psychological manipulation in that way?
Oh, I think they've been studying this stuff for years. The KGB has studied it. The CIA has studied it. A lot of the things that you're seeing now, and you've been seeing in the last 20 years in television news, quote unquote, is basically the culmination of a lot of this research and experimentation on human behavior.
Listen to where Chertoff goes with his speech here. And the news report again from Newsday.com. Resistance has built as well, said Chertoff, from business and travel interests blocking his proposals to tighten security at the borders, especially at the crossings with Canada. You think that might be a bit of an inconvenience for the truckers moving products across borders, for the people engaging in commerce between the United States, Canada, and the U.S. and Mexico? I can totally understand their concerns. They don't want to be inconvenienced. They don't want to have their costs increased because that means that they have to raise their costs to the consumers. I mean, there's all kinds of economic reasons to oppose these things beyond the personal freedom issues of being hassled and asked for your papers. But here's what he says. In the end, Chertoff argued, Americans must soon decide between enduring greater inconvenience and costs or allowing terrorists easier access to the borders.
There's the setup right there.
He warned against increasing resistance to security measures based on comfort and self-centered motives. Quote, if you get to complacency, then I guarantee you we will lose the race with the terrorists. Really?
Really.
Well, what are you going to win if you win the race? And when will the race be over with the terrorists?
Never.
What are the parameters surrounding this race?
Not until we're complete serfs.
If you, he says, a recent terror plot in London has America's defense system on alert. He urged Americans to be attentive if something appears suspicious. Quote, if you look at that picture and you see an enemy that's improving itself just as we're improving ourselves, they can't afford to remain static just as we can't afford to remain static. On a local level, Chertoff cited Chicago's technologically savvy police department and its use of street corner blue-lighted cameras as a blueprint for strong homeland security. He says, I think the use of cameras here and other technologies is a model for our country.
You know what? I think Switzerland is a model that should be a model for our country.
What do you mean?
Well, they don't have an army. They are the army.
Everyone is, well, now
everyone
Switzerland forces everyone into the military there. I don't think that's an appropriate model either.
No, that isn't. But if everybody were to, if firearms were more accepted in this country, especially among law-abiding citizens, that would take a big threat out of terrorism, too. Why didn't they just arm the pilots after 9/11? I mean, they strengthened the cockpit doors, but why couldn't they just arm the pilots? A lot of the pilots have military experience. They know how to fire guns. They could have put the bullets in there that wouldn't penetrate the fuselage. Case over. Why do we need the Department of Homeland Security, and why do we need, what's the other agency I'm losing?
I don't know. They're all bad. ABC, Alphabet Soup Agency, they're all the same to me.
The solutions are far simpler than they're letting on.
1-800-259-9231. Maybe a little bit more about Chertoff. Dan in Michigan's got some comments as well. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. So you've got the government admitting here that they're completely impotent, that they can't get anything done in regards to security, but yet they want more control. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears custom cabinet refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Great Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, totally free. And those features include live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Dan in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Dan.
Hello. I wanted to talk about traffic enforcement.
Yes, sir.
I didn't mean to change the subject on you.
No, that's all right. It's Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Dan?
Well, I think you know, they're worried about teenager driving, you know, the new laws recently passed in some states about the teenager driving.
No, I'm not familiar. What are you referring to?
One speeding ticket is loss of license for 60 days.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah, I think
so. They're really cracking down on teens.
They are, indeed. And I think also drunk driving, I think that's one of the things that they're focusing on way too much.
Okay.
Because we all know what the two worst types of drivers are. I mean, it goes without saying, right?
Like, who's that?
Old people and Asians.
Oh, come on.
Thanks for the call, Dan. 800-259-9231. We've had a few callers just spewing hatred in the past couple nights here on Free Talk Live, and I don't think there's actually any statistics to back that claim up.
Oh, I agree. I think older people drive slower, but that's safer.
Now, if what he's saying is true, that there really are these laws that are making it so that kids lose their license for 60 days after getting one speeding ticket, that's almost like zero tolerance. Kids can make mistakes. It's easy to speed, especially when you don't know what the speed limit is. You turn onto a road and there's no speed limit sign. You just sort of roll the dice as to whether or not you're doing the right amount of speed. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do to get caught for speeding in America. And to yank a kid's license for 60 days could be a bit of an inconvenience. I mean, a lot of young people work at 16 and 17, and if they're working across town at a night shift and there's no bus that they can take or something like that, or mom and dad are busy working too, that kid's just lost his job because of this. So,
and that also puts a burden on his parents, but that gets a little too far. They're trying to show that they're tough on crime, but you have to be fair, too.
So, yeah, I don't think that's fair at all. And, look, find the kids some money and give them a warning or whatever, but to take their license away, to try and teach them a lesson, that's just going to make them hate the state. That's all that's going to do, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. 800-259-9231. So back to the Homeland Security issue. With this Michael Chertoff talking about how the public is going to have to make choices, he said, as though you and I are actually going to make any choices in regards to what the government does about security.
I would much rather have had him say, you know, just be more aware because it's summertime, the weather's warm, more people are outside, there might be some areas targeted. You know, keep your eyes open type thing. But when he starts talking in terms of we need to grab more power because to make you safe, I get a little suspicious of that.
Here's what he says. If border crossings aren't tightened with stricter document regulation because of economic oppositions from business interests, then Chertoff predicts dire consequences. Quote, what do you think's going to happen to your business when a guy comes across the border with a phony document and blows up a Target in Buffalo or Detroit? He asked. Do you think the American public is then going to allow the border to remain open? Well, what about the guys who are already here that might blow things up? What about Timothy McVeigh, for instance? He didn't cross any borders to get here. He was born and raised right here in America. And he blew up the government building in Oklahoma City. Well, what do you propose to do about that?
That's what they say.
What are you presuming that's true? What do you propose to do about that? Your border controls aren't going to stop those attacks. So then we're just going to have checkpoints in the streets, which he doesn't suggest in this article because there hasn't been a terrorist attack to sort of set up that as a possibility.
I say it's a simple answer to that, too, is that we have to start being good neighbors around the world, and we have to start creating more win-win situations in our own lives and also at a national and state level. And then we're not going to have these enemies.
There will be security repercussions from Congress's failure to pass immigration reform, according to Chertoff. He hoped granting a path to citizenship to illegal immigrants would cut away the tall grass, hiding criminal elements among the undocumented workers. But now, he said, his agency must uphold current laws, and that means a further crackdown on workplaces. He said, quote, we're going to do more law enforcement actions. He conceded that the raids are going to be ugly and tear parents from their children who wonder why they haven't returned from work, as we've reported on several of these raids, these awful, awful, just disgusting raids that are literally separating children from parents.
And a lot of these people are Mexican immigrants, undocumented. They're not terrorists. I mean, is it that hard to tell the difference between a young Arab man bent on killing people and people from Mexico who are trying to make a living? Is it that hard?
Chertoff warned, quote, the consequences are going to be tough from an economic and humanitarian standpoint. Screw you. Screw your business freedom. Screw your employees. We're coming in guns a-blazing.
Yep.
That's what's going to be happening to more businesses around the country because these people own you. You don't own your own business. You think you've got autonomy. You think you have the ability to make decisions and hire who you want to hire and fire who you want to. Sorry, no. That whole misconception will just be washed away the day the ICE squad kicks in your front door and demands to see your files and holds all of your employees hostage while they check everybody out. This is an America you want to live in? Who in their right mind would really want this in their country?
Welcome to the new Soviet Union.
It's getting there, Wayne. We're pretty much on the cusp of being that, exactly.
It's like a race to the finish line right now between the forces of freedom and the forces of oppression and totalitarianism.
Noting that he was disappointed in Congress's failure to pass a bill, Chertoff singled out some bureaucrats. Letters released Tuesday from one of their offices reveal a bickering back and forth between Chertoff and the senators and blah, 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 blah. Final quote from him, quote, we have done a lot to degrade the enemy's capability, but the enemy has also done a lot to retool its capability. It leads me to feel we ought to be more vigilant, which once again translates into we need more government programs, we need to expand existing government programs, we need increased security, we need more inconveniences. He even, you know, terms it inconvenience up there.
Oh, yeah.
As and though he's going to be inconvenienced by anything. And he won't. He's got private planes and stuff to fly around in.
That's right. When he says we need to be more vigilant, he means we the government, not we the American people, we the people as individuals.
So he said they've done a lot to degrade the enemy's capability, but at the same time, they've done a lot to retool their capability. So what exactly have you done, Michael Chertoff?
Well,
it sounds like a whole lot of nothing to me.
Oh, yeah. If they have all these camps, you can see them from satellites. You can blow them up whenever you want. What are we talking about here? Come on. They can read the time off your wristwatch from a satellite in outer space, and they can't find these people before they come here?
Yeah, apparently they have been completely useless at actually doing anything in regards to Al-Qaeda. They must have been completely useless. This whole last 6 years of increased government, of drastically, I mean, the state has increased it at such a dramatic clip in the last several years. All of this increasing of the state has, according to them, their own words, done absolutely nothing to increase your safety. And now they want more power? Are the American people really going to fall for it again and again? How much further is it going to have to go? How much worse is it going to have to get before most Americans have had enough? How many more inconveniences are you willing to put up with? That's what I'd like to hear. 800-259-9231, because you know how bad it is in the airports. It's pretty bad there. The bureaucrats are very officious, very in your face. They've got attitudes. They treat you like cattle. Do you want that in the roads? Do you want the random roadblocks in your city? Because seems to me to be the next logical extension.
Well, the airlines can't be doing as well as they would be if they didn't have all that baloney going on in the airports.
No, their revenues are down, as I understand it.
Yeah.
International travel is down by a factor of something like 17 to 20%. So people are just throwing in the towel on visiting the United States, whether it be for business or pleasure. They're just deciding to have their meetings in other countries, and they're deciding to go to other countries to vacation and that sort of thing. No one wants to deal with this crap, and it's only going to get worse. According to this guy, it's only going to get worse, and most Americans are completely oblivious to it. Either they're oblivious to it, or they're totally resigned to it. Either they don't know that it's going on, or they know that it's going on, and they don't feel like they can do anything to change it, or that they feel like it's necessary in order to keep them safe, even though, according to them, it's not doing anything to keep them safe. I mean, this is just nutso.
Disney can't be happy about this.
800-259-9231. Disney? I want you to explain that coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
When my son started having behavior problems,
the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
JLS Research, the makers of the all-natural and very effective No-BO deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates that those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organic and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
Ed Wayne.
800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features are totally free on the site, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and shop with us at store.freetalklive.com. We've got lots of Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even some merchandise that doesn't have our logo on it. We just think it's pretty cool, like the Free Marketeer t-shirt and Free Marketeer flags. Take a look at it all at store.freetalklive.com and place your order. Once again, that's store.freetalklive.com. Now, you had said something before we went to break, Wayne, that I thought deserved a little bit more explanation because I found it a little strange. We were talking about this crackdown on security by the government. You said Disney's not going to be too pleased.
Well, yeah, Disney relies on foreign tourists for a lot of their business. Think about the hundreds of millions of dollars that are spent by foreign tourists every year in this country. Not just Disney, other theme parks,
sure.
Other tourist attractions. They're not going to want to come here and deal with that crap.
In fact, they aren't.
They aren't.
The statistics show they're dropping off. They're not coming to the United States. They're going elsewhere around the world. And, now it makes sense. You're right about that. Because I know when I was living in Florida, I sure as hell wasn't interested in paying $75 to go to Disney World, let alone, and I didn't have to go through all the awful airport security in order to do that.
That's right. But a lot of tourists from foreign countries hear so much about Disney World, they want to go see it at least once. But there are plenty of other tourist attractions here as well. You know, this fear stuff, this fear money, all it does is make people contract and not want to take risks, not want to spend money, not want to start new businesses, not want to innovate. And it basically, I couldn't think of a better blueprint to destroy an economy.
Well, even Michael Chertoff, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, admitted in his speech that there are going to be some economic implications here. He understands that, and he doesn't care.
Well, I think the economy is a house of cards as it is right now, and this could be the final death blow. They've been trying to keep us out of a recession for a long time with all the funny money, but I don't know how they're going to do it this time.
Well, the more they pump it up, the more dangerous it gets, right?
Yes, exactly. They have to pump about $7 of funny money in the system now to get $1 of gross domestic product. That's crazy. That's how inefficient the whole economy has become.
And some people are saying that the crash has already started, that it's already begun. We just haven't really figured it out yet.
Yeah, a lot of people haven't. But if you look at the numbers in manufacturing, we're already in a depression. You look at all the layoffs in Detroit, for example.
Detroit's a mess.
It's a total mess. And I would place that squarely on the shoulders of the federal government, because why is Detroit having so much trouble competing in the global auto market? Well, a lot of it is what's known as legacy costs.
What's that mean?
Well, retirement and health care. And you know, retirement has gotten so expensive because of the unstable currency that's always being debased. Healthcare is also expensive because, A, you've got an unstable currency, and because you've got basically all these mercantilist special interests who mandate the use of their expensive patented products in healthcare.
And that ties in with the automotive industry?
Oh, now? Absolutely, because they're having trouble competing building cars here because they have to provide health care and retirement their employees, and that's the component that makes them uncompetitive.
Well, now somebody's going to say, well, Wayne, I mean, don't you care about people? Don't you think employees should have these things? You sound heartless, Wayne.
No, I'm not trying to say, you're, good point, and I'm glad you brought that up. I want to clarify that. I believe that everybody should have health care and a retirement. However, you cannot have a sustainable healthcare system or a sustainable retirement system when you don't have sound money, period.
That's a good point. And that's what they're giving us. They
right.
pump out dollars. I don't know how often the printing presses are turned on in Washington, D.C. or the Federal Reserve or wherever the hell that money comes from, but it seems like they never turn them off.
Well, they don't even have to run the printing presses anymore. Now they just click a mouse. $100 billion this week. Boom. Gone.
Oh, my goodness. It is a mess. 1-800-259-9231. Your comments, if you've got them. Here's just a little bit more, since we're on this theme here, from the AP. U.S. intelligence analysts have concluded Al-Qaeda has rebuilt its operating capability to a level not seen since before the September 11th attacks. The conclusion suggests that the group has launched the most devastating terror attack in the United States, has been able to rebuild despite nearly 6 years of bombings, war, and other tactics aimed at crippling it. What is the total amount of billions of dollars that have been spent on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan? Isn't it in the hundreds of billions of dollars, like over $400 billion last time I looked, and that was a while back?
I would guess at least that. That's
all
on the books.
All of that money? All of those people dead, estimates ranging from, as high as 600,000, just all of these innocent people dying, suffering, living in squalor now. They don't have running water. They don't have the infrastructure that they once did. All of this damage and destruction that the U.S. military has caused in the name of supposedly fighting terrorism. And the group is as strong as it ever was.
Mm.
What are you? Do you think they're going to radically change their direction, Wayne, and try something a little bit different?
You know, I always tell people, I say, you know, just picture if some other country like China, for example, were to do that to us over a period of many years, especially, we would be as angry as hornets. We'd be, you know, striking them however we could. We'd be picking up rocks and throwing them at them.
I think we are damn fortunate to not have had more terrorist attacks here in the United States.
I agree. They just can't get over the pond that easily.
800-259-9231. So a counterterrorism official familiar with a five-page summary of the new government threat assessment called it a stark appraisal that will be discussed at the White House on Thursday as part of a meeting of blah, blah, blah. The official and others spoke on a condition of anonymity because the secret report remains classified. Counterterrorism analysts produced the document titled Al-Qaeda Better Positioned to Strike the West. The document pays special heed to the terror group's safe haven in Pakistan and makes a range of observations about the threat posed to the United States and its allies. Al-Qaeda is, quote, considerably operationally stronger than a year ago and has regrouped to an extent not seen since 2001. They're showing greater and greater ability to plan attacks in the United States and in Europe. The group has also created the most robust training program since with an interest in using European operatives. At the same time, the officials said the report speaks of significant gaps in intelligence, so U.S. authorities may be ignorant of potential or planned attacks. So what they're saying is here, according to what they know, that Al-Qaeda is as strong as it's ever been. But there's a lot they don't know, so it could be stronger.
So much for taking the fight to the enemy, huh?
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. It's Steve in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live, listening on WAIS. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm listening and interested in your subject, but I'm wondering, have you heard of anything called peak oil supply?
Yes, I've heard of that theory before.
What is it? Can you run it by? Because many of our listeners may not be aware. What is that?
Peak oil supply is the point that we have reached. There is no more oil. We're on the downhill side. Our reserves and the corporation's economy is based on oil reserves, okay? We've reached the point of no more fossil fuels, and now we're on the downhill. However, the reserves that we had are being depleted much more quickly because the Chinese economy, which some say will be the number one economy in the world in the next 15 to 20 years, maybe even sooner, because it's on a roll.
Mm-hmm.
They're eating the oil reserves at a much faster pace. So what we have is, rather than have a 40-year reserve, that's been cut to a 15-year reserve.
Okay.
Well, if you think about that, pesticides that we grow our food with are based on petroleum, and they're at a 10-year reserve based on everything is based on the reserve itself and the decline of the reserve.
So what's going to happen?
Well, that's very interesting that you may say that. What happens when a computer that has 20 times its weight in oil or petroleum, we no longer can make those computers. We can't replace the parts. We can't move products. We can't move food. Our economy begins to fall apart. What happens? That is the question. And how do we prepare for that?
It's an excellent question, and I appreciate you bringing it up, and thank you for the call. I would say that the necessity is the mother of invention, and as long as the government doesn't stand in the way of developing new power sources and new...
which they do.
Synthetics and that sort of thing, which they... Yeah, absolutely. The government totally insulates the oil industry, and there's a lot of protectionism going on there, which has... It could be argued is the reason why we don't have really great alternative power supplies and sources right now today. So as long as the government doesn't get in the way, or rather steps out of the way from these developing technologies, the marketplace will absolutely come up with solutions.
We could have innovated our way out of this already. Now I've heard conflicting opinions about peak oil, and there's nothing saying that we discovered every ounce of oil on Earth. It's just the known reserves.
It's a good point.
Is what they're talking about.
And of course, here in the United States, no one's allowed to drill for oil.
That's
so
right.
There could be all kinds of oil, and we just can't do anything about it because of the government.
That's
so
right.
Put your blame on the government. If you look to the government for solutions in this particular case, you're damn well sure not to get them. The government cannot solve this problem. Only the marketplace can.
Amen.
More on the way. You take control. Hour 2's come up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.